Police officers collect evidence outside the nightclub where a gunman opened fire during Oslo's Pride festival.
The suspect is charged with murder, attempted murder and acts of terrorism. The terror charge is based on the number of wounded and killed, number of crime scenes and our overall assessment that his intention was to spread severe fear among the general population.
It was just after 1 a.m. on Saturday morning when the first shots rang out at the London Pub, a popular gay nightclub in the city centre. It was packed with people enjoying a night out.
Everyone started running and there was a lot of screaming. Then I thought there was a fight outside, but then I heard that it was a shooting and that there was someone with a submachine gun.
Officers arrested a 42-year-old man at the scene. They say he acted alone.
The accused is a Norwegian citizen, originally from Iran. He's known to the police, but not for big things, minor convictions compared to what he's accused of today.
Oslo's Pride parade was due to take place on Saturday, but organisers have now cancelled the event.
It's tough for the queer movement to experience this. We encourage everyone to stand together, take care of each other. We'll be back later, proud, visible, but right now it's not time for that.
This is a community and city united in outrage and grief. And while many questions remain about how and why this happened, Oslo is focused on those who lost their lives and those seriously injured. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.